This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been a year since the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reminds us.
It was the day Tom Hanks announced he was positive, the day the NBA suspended its season, the day the Trump administration suspended travel from Europe to the U.S., among steps the president said during a primetime address would significantly reduce the threat to America.
And we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus.
President Biden will give his first primetime address tonight, marking the virus pandemic's first year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And in that address this evening, President Biden will remember what Americans have lost over the last year.
The president believes it is important to take a look back of the journey the American people have been on, the sacrifices that have been made, the lives that have been lost.
The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president will also shine a light on a bright future, while urging that we all remain vigilant against the virus and cautious as we go about our lives. On Friday, President Biden will sign the COVID-19 relief bill into law, and soon money will start flowing to Americans, up to $1,400 in direct payments. You can now hug your COVID-vaccinated loved one who's in a nursing home, the AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services now says vaccinated residents can get hugs from their loved ones, and all residents may enjoy more indoor visits. Precautions still remain, including wearing masks and using hand sanitizer, 6 feet of separation, and outdoor visits are preferable.
Britain's Prince William is defending the royal family against accusations of racism made by his brother Prince Harry and wife Meghan, saying the royals are, quote, very much not a racist family. This is AP News. A Grammy-winning recording artist has reached agreement on her divorce. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Adele's divorce has gone final. According to documents on the split obtained by the Associated Press, the musician will be sharing custody of her 8-year-old son. What's more, Adele will not have to pay child support to her now ex-husband. The couple separated in August of 2019, and Adele filed for an official split the following month. The judge signed off on the divorce last week. Despite the breakup, the couple was able to negotiate the terms of their split together. Both of them waived the right to seek spousal support, and both agreed to share legal and physical custody of their son named Angelo. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Live indoor music can resume in New Orleans beginning this weekend, says the city, but no dancing. The new rules take effect Friday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.